Then it's time now to wage war against these issues. Remember where we ended our discussion last time? We claimed that, logically speaking, it was impossible for fishermen to surpass philosophers, but yet it became possible, making it clear that it was made possible through grace. We argued that these fishermen couldn't even conceive such significant feats, and we proved not only did they conceive them, but they also accomplished them with remarkable ease. Let's revisit the same point in our argument today. Where did they get the idea to overcome the world unless they had seen Christ after his resurrection? Were they out of their minds to plan such a thing carelessly and haphazardly? Because without divine grace, success in such a grand undertaking surpasses all insanity. How did they achieve it if they were mad and delirious? But if they were sane, as indeed events proved, how could they commit to such great wars, take risks against earth and sea, and stand fearless and undeterred, seeking to change long-standing customs of the entire world, being just 12 men, without receiving trustworthy signals from heaven and the influence from above?